Let me interject here that you had a huge interest in public service, but that's not the only interest you had. And you talked about your grandmother and such an influence. But she influenced you in the love of gardening and cooking.
Yes, I had one grandmother was a gardener, and the other grandmother was a cook.
Oh, really? Okay. So from both of them.
Now, the grandmother that was the cook also did a little bit of gardening. But the grandmother who was the gardener was one of the worst cooks I have ever known. her idea of a hamburger was to get the frozen meat out of the freezer and hack at it with a wooden blade until she could get kind of a squared off patty, and then she'd put it in a warped Teflon skillet and fry it up and put some Oreo cookies out and a old big glass bottle of Coca-Cola, and that was supper. But boy, could she garden, and she was the teacher. My other grandmother was a fabulous cook. She made cakes and pies and jelly. I still make jellies and jams because I learned that from her. And both my grandmothers were very religious people. I'm pretty ecumenical now. I'm very ecumenical now. They were both, my grandmother, the gardener, was a Methodist who converted to the Baptist church because of my granddad. And my grandmother, the cook, was a Baptist from Spiro, Oklahoma.
Yeah. So you must have, as a young man, maybe those jams and jellies you entered at the state fair for some blue ribbons?
I did not as a young man, but I did later. A few years ago, for 2 or 3 years, my wife and I entered jams and jellies in the state fair. I served on the state fair board, and that didn't give me an edge because the we entered them under Jan's name, but we won several blue ribbons. And there's something about jams and jellies. They just taste better homemade. You know, you go buy a jar of Welch's grape jam, and it just doesn't quite do it for you.
I can hear the announcer say, "It's got to be Smucker's."
Well, Smucker's had that strangely alliterative name, but Smucker's couldn't compete to my grandmother's jams and jellies.
So it's got to be Henry's. We can put it that way.
Yeah, I'll have to make you some sometime.
I'd like that. Right.